Alana Banks made history 2 years ago, becoming the first Black and transgender woman elected to a school board in the country, and that matters to trans people within her Central Illinois school district. Zelda Tindell is trans and an assistant teacher at MacArthur High School in Decatur.
I am absolutely overjoyed to know that we have somebody on the school board that's fighting for us.
Banks also helped appoint a new superintendent for Decatur Public Schools and negotiate a contract that raised wages for assistant teachers. Still, balancing the demands of the community she represents hasn't been easy. As part of our series, Flights and Freedoms, IPM education reporter Emily Hayes has more.
So this is our cafeteria. This is mainly for like seniors. Uh-huh. They come here and they have lunch. And
I met Alana Banks at her day job at a large social service organization. She's only 28, but in her off hours she serves on the school board and is starting a shelter for queer youth. She didn't transition until she was 22 and identified as a gay boy while in school.
There have been many situations where I felt, you know, outed by administrators or felt, you know, just unsafe, even walking to class, to and from class.
She never knew what peers would say to her, and now she wants to be the hope for current students like her.
There is the light at the end of the tunnel for students who are struggling with these issues.
Despite her election making national news in 2021, Banks has not received any hate mail. Instead, she says the hardest part of her term has been doing enough for the communities she represents.
Because a part of my campaign, when I first started, everyone assumed that I was just gonna primarily work with Black issues or queer issues. And so those two communities, actually, I wish that I could do more work for. There's just been a whole whirlwind of other things that we've had to focus our attention on.
Like relocating students over the summer when two school buildings in the district were found to be structurally unsound. And that has led to frustration from some in the LGBTQ plus community who feel their issues aren't being addressed quickly enough.
To explain to folks that, you know, unfortunately, in this political climate, you know, nothing happens overnight. All of the change, whether it's progressive or not, takes a while to actually be tangible. So that's kind of the hardest part.
The leaders of Black youth groups are also reaching out for help.
They come to me in that I am African American and that I should be able to articulate their interests and concerns and things like that. But they struggle with me, my identity.
Those groups are often organized by the same Black churches Banks grew up in. She says they often have an implicit don't ask, don't tell policy about being gay or lesbian and are more hostile to trans people. She often has to fight stereotypes that Black trans women are uneducated, have a mental illness, or are sex workers.
I'm none of those things. I'm actually a professional. I'm working on my degree. I make my own money. I'm self-sufficient. I'm independent. And I think for them to see that, for the community at large to see that, to witness that, that trans people are just as normal as everyone else. It's an adjustment, I guess. But again, being the optimist that I am, I always feel that, you know, it won't always be this way.
In those hard moments, Banks relies on her social circle, including the superintendent and board secretary, who she's known since she was a child.
Our board president is also really great at listening. I can always call on someone if I just need to decompress or vent about it. But other than that, I just tell myself, I'm naturally an optimistic person, so I just tell myself, you know, this too will pass, and tomorrow's a new day. So I think it's just having that optimistic energy about myself is just, that's the best I can do right now.
Alana Banks' term on the Decatur Public School Board ends in 2025, and she's already planning to run again. I'm Emily Hayes with Illinois Public Media.